Good evening and welcome to the forum. Tonight we bring you voices from Sunday's rally against family separation. We were unable to record the beginning of the rally, but we will start where the recording picks up.
Eating food they never ever eat, or speaking a different language they never speak. How many of you know somebody who is going through the same thing? If you want to speak up, this is the moment. If you have a testimony, if you know somebody who lost their children because they were sent back to Mexico, I want to hear about it. Queremos saber si hay una persona aquí que haya tenido una deportación, un amigo, un familiar que quiera compartir su testimonio. La familia de estos niños pudo ir a un hogar sustituto porque su mamá fue lo suficientemente inteligente para firmarles un papel a ellos, que si ella en algún momento era detenida por la policía de inmigración y deportada, ellos pudieran hacerse cargo de sus hijos. Pero si tú no tienes un papel firmado, tus hijos van a terminar en el foster care, comiendo comidas que ellos nunca han comido y quizás no entendiendo el idioma, porque niños de 2 o 3 años que crecen en hogares latinos ya no saben inglés. Entonces queremos que si a ti está pasando esto, déjanoslo saber. Cuéntanos tu testimonio, porque los casos no son aislados. Kansas City está teniendo deportaciones masivas y la gente no quiere hablar de esto. We don't want to talk about the massive deportation they are going on in here in Kansas City. Flat City is holding 30 people in their eyes right now, waiting to be sent into their country. If you drive 3 hours away from here in Versace, Missouri, it's another detention center. It's about 50 people waiting for deportation. They have a children in here. They have a life. They own houses. They own business. It's a lot that we will be lose if this government don't do something to do an immigration reform. All those TPS holders, people from Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, they've been here for 20 years. And the TPS protection, they about to lose that protection in January. Because Donald Trump decided those people are not decidable to be here anymore. This is not right. We have to fight. This fight needs to continue. I want you to follow us in Facebook. We need to stay together for this fight. Call your congressman and let you know that you're not a supporter of separation of family. Please do it. If you have a right to vote, you have a right to defend these people. They don't have any rights. We have to be their voice.
This is my very, very first rally ever. It is so emotional since the minute I walked in here to see how this is bringing people together. I was brought to the U.S. when I was 2 years old. I have a sister that serves as a Marine of the United States of America. I have a father that has been a minister and he's retired after 40 years of being a pastor in San Diego, California. I have another sister, my little sister, who married an immigrant. And he is in Mexico right now, waiting for him to be okay to be in the U.S. My sister served as a Marine and she's not even able to have her husband here while he's in the process. While he goes through the process, they have a baby. There is this family separation policy. It's hurting our families, and it's not just hurting my sister's family, but it's hurting everybody. I cannot come to this protest and not speak up. It is a shame that there are no more of other people in here, but you know what? I've learned this week that people are staying home. They are afraid. They are afraid to come out. They are scared. I have personally, I have a lot of friends that I'm texting every day of this week. I texted them. I want them to come out. They're scared. They're paranoid. We do not live. They go to work every day, and they live a decent life every day. Why would they not have the right to come out and speak up? I feel, and especially I want to thank everybody. It, like I said, it's very, very emotional. And you know what? I feel even stronger to see all and everybody, every single person in here. We are not alone. We have a lot of people right behind us. So please, people that are staying home, to all my friends and people that are staying home, I please ask you that you come out. If all these people are here fighting for our own rights, for the Latino or any other country, sometimes we forget as Latinos, we are not the only ones. It's worldwide. There are immigrants from many, many countries, and they are scared. There is a lot of fear, and I please, please ask everybody, if all these people are here behind us, supporting us, please come out and speak up. Why? Because this is the only way that we're going to make a change. Sí, habla español. También claro que hablo español. Estoy muy emocionada de mirar a toda esta gente que está en este lugar. Es increíble mirar y es sorprendente y me emociona muchísimo mirar cuánta gente está aquí apoyando no solamente los latinos, pero todos los inmigrantes, porque hay inmigrantes de todo el mundo. Y me entristece el mirar cuánta de mi gente no está ahorita aquí, pero no es porque no quieren, es porque tienen pavor y tienen mucho miedo de salir. Y eso es muy triste. Yo tengo una hermana, soy la mexicana, nací en México, pero cuando vinimos acá, mis padres trabajaron duro, son pastores de una iglesia, se retiraron de una iglesia. Tengo una hermana que sigue siendo un Marine de los Estados Unidos. Venimos y nos incorporamos en la sociedad para mejorar, porque es lo que necesitamos, solo oportunidades. Y me da mucha emoción y me da mucho gusto mirar. Observen a su alrededor ahorita en este rally. Personas que quizás no todas son latinas, hay mucho anglosajón, mucho de otros países, pero juntos, solamente juntos, es como vamos a poder cambiar algo.
We have the honor to have the visit from the mayor. It's our privilege to have him here. And he just want to say a few words. This is not a political event. We want to let people know this is not a political event. It's about justice. But we want to him to say a few words because he's always being a supporter of our community.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for being here to show the rest of the country and everybody who wants to listen and know that this is how the American people feel. We do not support what's going on in D.C. The young lady mentioned that she had a couple of relatives in the Marine Corps. I was in the Marine Corps. None of us put on our uniform in order to see people stopped at our borders and caged and separated from their families. That wasn't what we were ready to fight for. We were fighting for liberty, justice, for all. For all. There were no limitations put on the all. It didn't say all the people who are here. It didn't say all the people who wanted to be here. It said all. And that has been lost in D.C. This is nothing but politics. We have to stand and fight this. Because if we don't, at the end of the day, it's not about them. It's about us. We define what our country is about. We are the ones who say what's right and wrong. We're the ones who unite families. We're the ones that care. We're the ones that live here. These are our neighbors. These are our friends. This is our city. It's not theirs. This is not a game. These are children that are being separated from their families. It is traumatizing. It is inhuman. It is immoral. It is wrong. We must stop it now.
Thank you, Mayor, for sharing those words with us. Gracias por compartir estas palabras con nosotros. Este, como dijo Raisa, si este no es un evento político, and like Raisa said, this isn't a political event. Thank you for your words. Gracias por sus palabras. También quiero invitar a Megan, el de Deportation Defense Legal Network. Quiero invitar a la señora Megan del Red Legal contra Deportaciones. Si quiere platicar por un momento.
Hey, ¿cómo están? How is everybody this afternoon? That's great. I think the biggest message for immigrants today is that you are not alone. No están solos. Queremos decir eso a todo inmigrante, que no están solos, estamos con ustedes. We are with you 100%. I'm here today because I want to draw your attention to something that's happening in the interior of our country. Algo que está pasando en el interior de nuestro país. Right now, thousands and thousands of immigrants are languishing in jails, in detention centers. En este momento, miles y miles de inmigrantes están sufriendo, están en cárceles, en centros de detención a través del interior de nuestro país. One of those people was my client, Jean Jimenez Joseph. Uno de ellos fue mi cliente, Jean Jimenez Joseph. Jean died by suicide in a detention center last year. Mi cliente Jean murió en un centro de detención el año pasado por suicidio. That's why we started the Deportation Defense Legal Network, DDLN. Please support our work. We work to get immigrants out on bond so they don't end up like my client did. Por favor, les pedimos que nos apoyen en la red de defensa a la deportación aquí en Kansas City para que nadie más le pase como le pasó a mi cliente Jean, para que todos salgan bajo fianza de los centros de detención y de las cárceles en Missouri y Kansas. Muchas gracias por estar aquí. Thank you so much.
I like it, that guy on the, he's encapsulated. Thank you for being here. It's a good idea. We don't want children to be treated like dogs. You know, if anybody looked those pictures, it was depressing. It was kind of embarrassing. All the people around the world seeing those children in cages, like they've been treated less than animals. This is embarrassing for the United States. The government put all of those children in cages, treating them like they dogs. This is the way that we want the world to see the United States government. No. Say no. We don't want more children to be separate from their parents. No, 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 no war. No to the war. No queremos más. No queremos hacer muros, queremos hacer puentes. I'm an immigrant from Venezuela. I moved from Venezuela 25 years ago. I love Kansas City. I became a citizen of the United States in 2008, and I'm very proud to hold the American flag. I love this country because it gave me the opportunity to raise my son here, who had an ask progress. My son, I moved from Venezuela when he was 4 years old. I didn't speak any English. I cleaned rooms in a hotel. I became part of the nursing team for a hospice group. I'm very successful because the United States gave me the opportunity to be a homeowner. I'm very proud to say that I worked here so hard for 25 years, but I own my own house. I was able to pay off my house working. And I live the American dream. I want these people to have the same opportunity that I have 25 years ago. I never was fair to be driving without a license. I never was fair to leave my house and I didn't know what's gonna happen to me. These days, a lot of people, they don't work. They don't leave their house because they afraid to be stopped by the police and ending on one of those ICE centers. This is not America. This is not the United States they have moved 25 years ago to live with. America is a free country. How many people are here from different places? And that we always had the opportunity to be successful. Right now, they want to stop people from going from finish school. We have all of these dreamers. I have a good friend that her daughter is on her third year of med school. Now she's afraid that she's gonna lose the DACA protection and she's not gonna be able to finish his doctor degree. Do you think this is fair? No, this is not fair for the dreamers. Locally, we have a lot of people that are under DACA protection. They are afraid because they don't know if they're gonna finish their education. We have a lot of fight. We have to fight for those families on the border. We have to fight for the dreamers. We have to fight for the TPS holder. We have to fight for 11 million that are undocumented. The fight is going, and we want to count on every one of you to support us. Please stay together, and unidos jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. United, we never be divided. United, we never be divided. Katie will be sharing with us some words.
Thank you. I have never been to one of these before, but I'm wearing this because I care. I am a derivative of the Cherokee Nation, the Seneca Nation, and the Choctaw Nation. And years ago, somebody decided we didn't fit in, and we had really nice farms, and And they took us away, and they put us in cages, and they separated our families, and they threw our children into DFS or whatever they call it, wherever they call it. And they beat us when we couldn't speak our language, and they took our culture away from us. And that's what they did for us. So please do not think for a second that the United States government won't do that to anybody. We have to be citizens. We have to vote. If we can vote, we have to vote. We have to get to the polls. We can't go to Facebook. We got to go to the polls and speak our conscience. Do our part to the best of our ability. This is all that I can say to you. Take a listen from history. I'm not a speaker. I'm not even a part of this. Really, I'm not. I just want you to go to the polls. Help people to register. Do the right thing.
Vote, 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 vote.
We have a better than that. He have a word for us.
Thank you. I know her for some time, and she's a saint in the making. I just want to start as a veteran, and there are many of you out there and everywhere else, that in our community, the Hispanic community, in this time today, we can put special attention to what is going on right now in Washington, come out, the famine has been spread, that we are bad, bad people. Just look at the roster of every major war in the United States, the Hispanics have been there. In my own little neighborhood in the West Side, I do not remember ever knowing a family who did not have one, two, or three sons serving in time of need. In all our families, all eligible men were serving. And many of them, I hate to say, did not come back. In fact, I've been working with a family right now who we've been trying desperately to recover his remains from Korea. And there are others. But I'll tell you real briefly. I am the proud son of a Mexican immigrant. I, like my brothers and others, have served in this country and tried to be involved in civil, in society, civilly, education, and all that where things are in the best interest of the common good. And I'm here to tell you here now, I did not bring a prepared speech, but I will tell you, those who deny justice to others do not deserve it for themselves. And that old saying about they came for who, they came for this, and they came for that, and we did nothing. And then they came for me. Remember that. We do not know, and it's quite evident, that there's a plan out there that is not in the best interest of a democracy here in the United States of America.
Yes, yes, you're right.
Some of these sad stories that we hear today did happen to our Japanese brothers and sisters during the Second World War, and they happened more violently in Europe in the 30s. With what we see here today, the division of families started, it's not nothing new. It's not new. Let us not allow it to go a step further. Thank you.
Hi guys, Raquel. Okay, so we're gonna start. We're gonna do a little march. So we're gonna go that way. We're gonna go around. We're gonna chant. So we're gonna let Kansas City know that we're not gonna accept this behavior and what they're doing. So I'll start us off with a chant.
Please, we ask everybody to stay on the sidewalk. Don't put your feet out of the sidewalk because we don't want people to be in danger, okay? Just stay together, be a vigilant. If you see something that's not appropriate, please let it, one of the base, peacekeepers know, and we will be letting people know that we're here and we're not gonna tolerate this anymore.
And then one more thing before I make our way over there. Raisa's already mentioned it. If you want to find us on Facebook, Cosecha KC, C-O-S-E-C-H-A. And if you also want to text Resiste to 41411, you can figure out what we're up to. Última cosa, antes de que vayamos para allá. Antes que vayamos para allá, si os quieren buscar por el Facebook, en Cosecha Kansas City. Y también si quieren mandar un mensaje a 41411 que diga Resiste. Y bueno, aquí todos tienen signs. Espero que tengan folletos. Everybody has signs. I hope that you have flyers. But here we are. We're going to show Kansas City what we're about. Vamos a enseñarle a Kansas City qué estamos haciendo y por qué estamos aquí. Vamos a marchar ahí hasta la calle, no, pero poquito antes y decirles por qué estamos aquí. We're going to march not to the up into the street, actually in the street, and we're going to show Kansas City where we're here, right? We're going to chant. So, aquí. Estamos, y no nos vamos, y no nos vamos, y si nos echan, nos regresamos. Aquí estamos, y no nos vamos, y si nos echan, nos regresamos. What do we want? When do we want it? What do we want? When do we want it? What do we want? When do we want it? What we want? When do we want it? What we want? When do we want it? What do we want? We want it.
You've been listening to Voices from Sunday's Rally Against Family Separation, held at J.C. Nichols Fountain on the Plaza. After the speakers finished, the crowd of several hundred held signs and chanted in support of family unification. We're going to take a break for some messages, and when we come back, we'll hear voices from a rally held the same day in New York City.